Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now, this is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. That's the plan. It's Nick and myself on the Press Box till 4. Blitz till 7 at William Price Distilling. It's an amazing place inside and out. Melissa's already taken care of Fred because he is the connoisseur that I warned her about. I mean, told her about, that said that he needs to be the guy that can put his stamp on everything. The fellas have been fantastic talking about everything that they got going on here. But we love the fact that Nick's warming up for yoga. The fact that you've got a great place. There's food trucks out front today. It's Umbrella Fellas Burgers and Hot Dogs. So there's, if you've got a little bit of the munchies, get some food. Our loyals are here. We love having all of that. The promo team giving away some stuff. So great stuff here. We're here for another hour. And then, of course, the Blitz for three more after that. News of the day. Astros have won 10 straight as they head to Detroit to take on A.J. Hinch and the Tigers. Luis Garcia on the mound for the Astros tonight, as they hope to get some revenge after, remember now, that Tiger team swept your Astros at Minute Maid Park a little earlier in the season. So hopefully that's on their minds as they continue to do what they're supposed to do, and that's beat the teams that don't have a good record in Major League Baseball. They've already proven they can play with the best in the game, as the ESPN rankings have them at 2. USA Today has them at 1 in the power rankings, and you just have to watch them on a nightly basis to know the offensive numbers, the starting pitching, the fact that they did what we wanted them to do. The six-man rotation has allowed the pitchers to go deeper. Less of the bullpen means better chance to win.
Before we get into the Astros, though, what's wrong with yoga? I mean, how do you know? How do you know I may? How do you know I would do terrible at in a yoga?
I didn't say you do terrible. None, not once out of my mouth did I say you do terrible. I did mention your affinity for banana hammocks and leg warmers. No, but I did not say you would be terrible at yoga. No. However, I want you to realize yoga is based on flexibility and stretching.
I would argue I'm one of the more flexible people on the lineup. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., who's the most flexible individual?
Well, when you have the body of a prepubescent child, I think it would be Charlie.
No, I don't think Charlie has enough flexibility. I don't think. Because he plays softball. No,
Nick, there's a section of the population that listen that don't believe that his testicles have descended yet. So therefore, when you're prepubescent, you have flexibility and athletic possibilities that I don't believe you have.
You're right. I probably need to do some yoga. But I would argue, like I said, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I'm probably the most flexible individual on that lineup. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
If we all had the day off, maybe.
Most athletic, most handsome.
Best free throw shooter.
Yep, the best. That's not, you can't debate that.
Oh, yes, I can. Not only can I do that, but I can bet you on that.
This is not a Kyle Tucker bet, buddy. You know, it's not.
Your boy came back. Did all right last night, Kyle Tucker.
He did. There's nothing wrong. Dude, well, and look, and that's good considering the games that he missed. You were worried a little bit about Russ.
He lost 10 pounds, that he said. He personally said he lost 10 pounds, and yet he comes back and gets right back in the swing, literally the swing of things. See what I did there? And that's just another good sign for this team. We talked about in the first hour that when Bregman goes down and you get a guy like Toro to not only step in defensively but offensively put up numbers – it's fantastic.
Yeah, I like Kyle Tucker a lot, man. I look, dude, that's, again, we talk about it again, and we talked about it in the first hour. It's pretty evident that the bats are doing okay. I'm not worried about Tucker. I mean, it's getting to the point where if Toro continues on this surge that he's getting at, you're not even going to be worried about him. The only guy that you really have to worry about, and this is coming off of injury, is Alex Bregman. He wasn't doing well going into the quad injury, suffers the quad injury. When he comes back, if he comes back by the All-Star break or maybe even a little bit after, that'd be fantastic. Hopefully by All-Star break would be preferable. But we don't even know how he's going to react to that quad injury. I mean, it was pretty obvious when he got hurt. It was non-contact. He was running to first base. And you saw him beginning to limp as Crystal with a K makes an appearance But no, you saw him limping all the way to first base. That's not good. When it's a non-contact injury like that, you want to make sure it heals correctly.
Right.
And that way, he's healthy when he comes back.
Yeah, that's a great thing. You have now the ability to wait a little longer and not rush him because we didn't see this coming. We knew Toro could play defense.
Yeah.
We knew he had the timely hit in the Verlander no-hitter game.
Right.
But we didn't know that consistently he was going to take his time with the Skeeters at where they said he was hot. He had a home run before he got called up. But you can't expect that to be translated to major league pitching. And yet he's picked it up and maybe even taken it up a level because Bregman's been off a little from where they were. And so you haven't missed a beat. Now, long term, you need Alex Bregman back.
Yeah, because he's experienced enough to get out of that slump. And I think he will.
But short term, who could have thought that Toro was going to be a guy to come in and be productive offensively as well as fitting into this lineup? It's made Dusty Baker breathe a lot easier with the lineup he puts out there every night and his ability to continue, as you know, it kind of bothers me, to give their best players time off while they're winning ball games. But, Dusty's pushing all the right buttons right now.
No, he is. He is. And I like his patience. And we always talk about him as a manager. I know he doesn't embrace analytics as much as I guess some want him to. But, I mean, what else are you going to do in a situation like that? I think he's a perfect manager for the situation that they have. And I'm not worried about Alex Bregman. I think he'll be
fine.
I'm
not either.
Even though it's a quad injury, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be ready to play, and I think he'll be excited, particularly because of the win streaks that they're going on. They have 10 in a row right now, but even down the line, if they continue to play well, he's going to want to be a part of that excitement and be a part of that.
That's where I was going. He's watching this right now, and he's chomping at the bit because he wants to be back a part of it.
Yeah.
But I think the beauty of it is you don't have to rush him back, and you can actually slow him down going, hey, man, we're going to need you for the stretch run and the playoffs. So you just get right knowing that we got the fort kind of held down right now for you, and that's a beautiful thing. And from the starting pitching standpoint, like we talked about, when you have the number one run differential in Major League Baseball, you also have the liberty in a 20-game stretch without a day off to have the amount of starting pitching that they have. And I said to Dr. Dre's point about them not wanting to go over the threshold for the cap, but you have surplus of other things that people want. If you were to say, I'm going to put one of my starters out there in discussions, you're going to have plenty of teams that are going to knock on the door and say, I'm interested in Jake Odorizzi. Would you even consider trading one of the young arms under control, like all the guys that you have, Fromber, Urquidy, Javier, which no one should be able to touch. But you have options because you can go that you have seven starters. You have an offensive team that's basically allowed you to forget about how awful your bullpen is. And now if you're James Click, and hello, James Click, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. The city would love to hear from you and just say that you are not only watching these games, but you're concentrated on what can be done to help this bullpen.
Yeah, I think they're just being calculated in regards to that. I don't understand why he doesn't want to address the media, because it's not like it's a situation where it's Cully, where he just doesn't do well with answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just be more transparent. It's not that big of a deal. But at the same time, maybe he doesn't want to let on the progress that he's made behind closed doors. I don't know. It's pretty obvious what they need to address, and maybe he'll address it at some point, at the podium with a media availability of some sort. So,
Other news of the day tonight, it is Suns-Clippers Game 3 in L.A. Still no Kawhi Leonard. Chris Paul has been cleared to play. He will be back. We want to thank Melissa right now before she leaves. She's been fantastic to us here at William Price Distilling, so we want to give her a shout-out before she leaves. So we've got Clippers and Suns tonight, Astros and Tigers tonight. Last night, the Bucks crapped the bed in Game 1, and Trae Young did everything and anything that he wanted to do to be Ice Trae, and he chilled Milwaukee as the Hawks took a 1-0 series lead. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Mike Budenholzer to me is terrible.
He should be on the hot seat, man. I mean,
he should be gone if they lose this series. As much as I thought they wouldn't get by the Nets, the fact that he does not make any in-game adjustments, that his game planning is awful, he's getting out-coached in every step of the series that he's been involved in, and he looks like he's about to pass a bowling ball as a gallstone. I just think that...
I thought it was interesting that they played the post-game... the post-game locker room speech that he gave, like a portion of it.
Mm.
And it was just basically that says, keep your head up. He just looked like I'm not going to say he lost the locker room, but he certainly is losing some respect with all the media reports and everything else that's been published right now. It's going to be very interesting to see the adjustments that he makes on defense, because everything has been made public. And that shimmy shot, if anything, should have been a red flag for him in itself. You know what I mean?
But here's what bothered me about that. ESPN highlighted that Giannis was in the huddle telling his guys that he did it. Don't let him do it again. And send a message by talking to him on the floor, getting physical with him afterwards, and stating, nope, not in our house, not at any time. You're not going to pull that crap. Instead, there's nothing that says he won't want to do it again and maybe more times if he gets the chance, because Milwaukee's just taking it in the shorts on every, and they don't care.
It's kind of disrespectful when you give someone who's a three-point shooter, even if he's not the best three-point shooter, 5.5 damn seconds to shoot a shot. I mean, of course, he's going to be tempted to do that. That happened to James Harden, too, when he had like 4.5 seconds. He did that little shimmy. I mean, you give somebody the – it's almost disrespectful when you
That's
give
some- regular season, though. This is playoffs in the conference finals.
Agreed. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. But still, when you give somebody that much time to shoot, and he's considered a three-point shooter, okay – dude, he's going to rub it in your face a little bit. But they played that highlight way too much, considering he was 4-for-13 from three-point land. I thought that needed to be noted.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So yep.
Middleton's been awful from three. When you look at overall, we know Giannis is terrible from three. And the fact that if Middleton's not making his and Holiday's not making his, and we saw what Connaughton did with the game on the line, yeah, when he couldn't even draw a rim.
That was a disaster.
Milwaukee is a disaster in my mind. And so as much as I wanted him to win, so I picked him, even though I picked against him against the Nets, I don't know that they're going to – I think you might be spot on if it takes six games. If Atlanta gets another opportunity, if they're in it late, the Bucks could be gone quickly.
Well, if they're in it late, it's going to be interesting to see what the Bucks do in that fourth quarter in terms of reacting to the pressure. Mm-hmm. Because if Trae Young is as hot as – if he scored even three or four baskets in the fourth quarter, that will be enough confidence for him to keep going. He doesn't have to score a lot in the fourth quarter to get the right shots or hit the big clutch shots. Not to mention, Clint Capela is still a guy that you have to consider in the paint. He will give you second chance opportunities. He will get that rebound, and he will set it up. You have to consider him. 19 rebounds, homie. I know you're smiling.
Because you love him.
19 rebounds.
That's your guy.
I mean, it means something.
No. Look, again, in retrospect, if you're a Rockets fan, was Robert Covington worth that?
No.
Absolutely
not.
Hell
no. Hell no.
Because maybe it's not a big man's league anymore, but you still need a big man or two to get the job done, especially not a Brook Lopez type, a guy that's flexible, athletic. He can guard Giannis.
Yeah. They should just incorporate Clint Capela in the pick and roll more, I feel like. They need to incorporate him in the offense a little bit more, because he could still get those rebounding numbers and produce more on
Here's
offense.
Here's where they can. What we were talking about earlier when we were talking about this. High screen at the top of the key with Lopez backtracking is why Trey's been so open. If Milwaukee forces the issue and overplays the pick and roll on both sides, that's where a rolling Capela off the screen, if he sets the high screen, can be free in the lane to catch the over the top and do something with
it. Yeah, and then they would have to consider that, and that would relieve a ton of pressure off of Trae Young, but they're not really doing that. They're depending on Trey a lot for obvious reasons. For obvious reasons, almost everything is running through him, and that makes sense. I get it. But, I mean, if they incorporate Clint, if he becomes an offensive threat and he's still putting down those rebounds, watch out.
Hey, in case you missed it today, NBA-type news, but a devastating story out of Surfside, Florida, near Miami, where a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed about 1:30 in the morning. One person was killed, dozens unaccounted for. Everybody searching through the rubble, and the Heat players and staff are stepping up. Tyler Hero, Heat coaches are trying to do what they can to load up trucks with water, food, essentials, and get involved in the process. The Heat tweeting out that they were devastated to hear about everything that happened, but you hope that that there's only one. You hate to hear of anybody, but you hope that there's not more casualties, that everybody can be accounted for. Just a crazy situation. They said they were having roof work done on this 12-story apartment complex, and everything just started crumbling down.
God, that's terrible. Imagine being stuck at the bottom of all that debris, man. That's thoughts and prayers out there. I didn't even see that story until
you brought
it up.
The dogs were all around in the rubble trying to see if the sniffing dogs to see if they could
smell bodies.
People in the rubble. So hopefully there's only one casualty, not more than that. It was 12 miles from the arena that the Heat play in, so it was a bigger deal. So hopefully, as you said, Nick, thoughts, prayers, and all of our positive wishes go out to everybody that's endured that in Miami. Good that the Heat were trying to do something about it. We'll continue to roll with this program as we get you through the final hour of the show. Before we go to the break, Nick, you've got a word for the peeps.
Yeah, another fight, June 26th, Saturday on pay-per-view, Showtime. Pay-per-view, Ticketmaster.com is where you can get the tickets. Gervonta Davis goes up against Barrios. He's undefeated. He's tall, and he's definitely going to be a threat. But Gervonta Tank Davis is not worried about it because he's going up two weight classes, and he's going for a third title on June 26th, Saturday, Showtime pay-per-view. And like I said, you can get the pay-per-view or tickets for it at Ticketmaster.com. Boxing's undisputed superstar and undefeated two-division world champion, Gervonta Tank Davis, moves up two weight classes in a bid to make history. Standing in his way is powerful, unbeaten world champion Mario Barrios, plus top 154-pound contenders Erickson Lubin and Hayson Rosario meet in a high-stakes bout. So it's a four-time world champion, Gervonta Tank Davis. He sets his sights on Barrios this Saturday, June 26th, on Showtime. Check it out, Showtime pay-per-view, Ticketmaster.com.
Funny how life goes. He thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose. Okay, soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul. Okay, they want my life exposed, they want to know about the highs and lows. Well, summer all I did was rest. Okay, and New Year's all I did was stretch. Okay, and
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Wiener. Hey, it's always a pleasure when Big Clarence Marshall, it seems like whenever we do a remote and there's a giveaway, Clarence wins. Clarence has just won. What did Clarence win, Claire? Clarence, you won a car wash. Way to go. No. And let me just explain something, Clarence. You have to drive the car. You can't just walk through the car wash. You have to drive the car.
You know what? I think Clarence gets an unnecessary amount of fat jokes being thrown at him.
I didn't say it was a fat joke.
Like, this entire group does it to him. Dre was guilty of it when I was at Kobo's Q. No, you're all right. You're all right, Crystal. Oh, that's hilarious.
The mobile Twitch unit is here, and Crystal has joined the fray. So it's fantastic that we can have our little in-person session without you guys having to just watch us. We can watch you, too. And based on what you guys are doing, I think you guys be thankful it's not reversible Twitch. Andre Richard or Richard, otherwise known as Dr. Dre, you are a wiener as well, Dre. You are a wiener, and so is Clarence. Congratulations. Also, if you want to be a winner and you're not here in person, Saturday, June 26th, Nick was just telling you about it, boxing undisputed superstar, undefeated two-division world champion, Gervonta Tank Davis, moving up two weight classes in a bid to make history, standing in his way, a powerful, unbeaten world champion, Mario Barrios, plus three other great fights. You guys want to be able to see it. We'll give you a promo code to watch the entire card live on Showtime pay-per-view. Caller 10, 713-780-3776. Caller 10, 713-780-ESPN. You will win. Good luck. It's available on Showtime pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's going to be a good fight. There's going to be a bunch of big fights. Manny Pacquiao and the Errol Spence Jr. fight was announced. That's going to be at T-Mobile Arena as well. So there's a bunch of good boxing fights that are going to pop up, and I'm looking forward to it. So,
Reminder, tomorrow, same lineup, us and the Blitz, on the road again as part of the summer circuit. Tomorrow, Richmond Arms Pub. We will be there 1 to 7. British-style pub bar, big soccer bar. Lots of stuff still to be given away. Lots of chances for you to enter in that end-of-the-summer giveaway for that Traeger grill. Look for us if you can't be here today, tomorrow at Richmond Arms.
So what is these comments about Scottie Pippen? I guess Scottie Pippen took a shot at your boy Charles Barkley, talking about how he's a fake tough guy and stuff like that. What's the beef with Scottie Pippen and Charles Barkley?
It goes way back. It goes back to when we had
the playing days.
So if you remember the series against the Lakers, Barkley really played well, and they had a chance to win, and Scottie ended up kicking the ball away and making some turnovers. But then after the series, said Charles was the reason why we lost and threw him under the bus. And Charles was like, you know what? It hurt me because we were friends with Michael from way back in the day and from the Dream Team and everything else. But he was like, we'll be able to get over it. But that's just kind of the way Scotty really is as a guy, as a person.
Yeah, he's definitely more sensitive than Charles Barkley. But, yeah, I mean, I can see him being a little bit more transparent now only because of everything that came out on Last Dance. I mean, in that documentary, Michael Jordan wasn't necessarily pooping all over Scottie Pippen, but he certainly wasn't the most complimentary in some of those stories that he was sharing in that documentary.
Right.
So I can see now that Scottie Pippen, being that local guy who's never really said anything bad about Michael Jordan, I can see him come out a little bit more and being more transparent. And that, honestly, that's what it takes. Sometimes a guy has been a former player for so long, said, I'm not that guy. Whatever happened in the locker room stays in the locker room. I'm never going to make it out to the public. And then you're retired. You're no longer playing. People are saying things about you. People are becoming analysts, and they're basically in some way snitching about on other players, talking about this, talking about that. It's going to make you want to become more transparent and more vocal too.
Scotty's a front runner, Nick. When things are good for Scotty, all is good in the world. But think about it. Last Dance, he got crapped on. So all of a sudden, what does he do? He's going to retaliate.
Yep.
When the Rockets were winning, he was great because he was the savior that they needed. Then they lose to the Lakers. Somebody else's fault, man, not me. Scotty's a front runner. When things are good, the whole thing with Phil Jackson, when he didn't want to go back in the game.
Yeah.
When he was the guy and he thought he was doing it all the right way, Scotty's the man. The minute that he gets sat down and Phil benches him because of the way he acted.
Baby.
I'm out. I want out.
Turned
I hate
into
it.
To a baby.
He doesn't handle all the adversity all that well. And that can be a problem. So
unfortunate, considering he's one of the best defenders of all time.
Top 50 of all time.
And one of the best players ever, for him to be that much of a baby.
Now, this is one we can continue to debate. But I've always said, because he's a front-runner guy and he's like the ultimate Robin to Batman.
Right.
If Scottie Pippen never gets teamed up with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, in my mind, is never a top 50. He might be a really good NBA player. He's not top 50 all time.
Well, I mean, you can make that argument. I can see that. I think the other thing that you can say is, if they didn't introduce that triangle offense that Tex Winter brought to the table, yeah. I think he may not. That might have been another hindering factor. Because when you looked at the way Doug Collins coached Michael Jordan, the only thing that he did was he was always making plays for Michael Jordan. He was always making plays for Michael Jordan. He surrounded every – kind of like what the Rockets did with Hakeem. They always got the ball down to Hakeem in most cases, more times than not. And I think when they introduced the triangle offense, which allowed other players to shoot, that's when Scottie Pippen was able to thrive a lot more. So, yeah, you're right. If he didn't play alongside Michael Jordan, he probably wouldn't be the same player. But I do think the fact that they changed up the offense and included the triangle offense, which allowed other players who are not Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen to get some shots, I think that helped a lot too.
Yeah, for sure. So Scott needs to get over himself. You know, Charles is paid to do it.
And he doesn't want to go to verbal warfare with your boy Charles anyway. He will lose that game easily.
And credit to Scotty, because he's been good on ESPN on the jump. And when he's used in limited capacities with Rachel Nichols, he can do some good things. He can bring some good things to the table. But, I mean, now's not the time.
No.
And don't, you know.
Well, he's bitter, like you said. Just like you said, he's retaliating.
Yeah.
It was a bad look. That documentary was a bad look for him, so he's retaliating. He doesn't want all that, so.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Now, we've got some interesting information that we're going to get to after the break, but it's going to, I think, rattle the cages of a lot of you longtime Oilers fans. The NFL has come out with some news today that's going to be a little bit disturbing for the people of Houston, Texas, and it's going to be something that we're going to need to talk about, because there's been a change made in terms of the uniforms.
Okay.
And I don't think that it's going to sit well with Houston football fans. Now, you could say it was a Texans thing, but no, it's not. It goes deeper than that, further than that, and I think it's going to bring back a lot of bad blood and bad feelings about a very, very uncomfortable situation that was brought on by Bud Adams.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the other side for sure.
I want to get to that as we final half hour of the program. We want everybody to make sure that you realize, again, we're at William Price Distilling. You and Fred have a whole bunch of samples in front of you that are still going to have to be digested before we all is said and done on the program. Tons of the boxers are in the building. We love that. Fans of ESPN, you can be too. Stop by and see us. It's simply Shepherd to 38th, kind of in the Garden Oaks area. Straight down 38th and you can get here. And once you're here, you're not going to want to leave, because it's a great environment. It's inside, outside. It's a distillery, as I mentioned. They're making their own booze right here on site, and it's fantastic. So you'll want to be here to hang out with us. And I don't know what the hell Clarence is doing right now, but he's
just
making
yelling.
A spectacle of himself yet again. So you guys want to stop by and see us. Like I said, we're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Promo team giving away all kinds of stuff.
Also, he wanted me to promote this event on July 3rd. Ryan Adam Wells, a local country singer here in town, will be here July 3rd. You can come in from 12 to 4. There'll be a patio DJ from 5 to 10. Zach Cook's Barbecue will be here as well. Doors open at 12 p.m. 970 Wakefield Drive, so come check it out.
You going to be here? I mean, it's right down your alley. Country music.
I love live music, so I totally would come down here.
See?
I love live music in general, so it doesn't matter.
And, of course, like I said, I mean, the freaking Twitchers are all over the place in here. So it's like a Twitcher roadshow, too.
They're accusing me of drinking, which is not true. It's false.
Who's accusing you of drinking?
Somebody on Twitch. Some idiot on Twitch.
Imagine that, them stirring it up a little bit. I think Fred was right when he said, accurately, the best environment in terms of for our listeners is the Twitchers, but they can also get out of hand just as easily. So we love you guys, though. We're going to continue to roll on. When we come back, it'll be the final half hour of the program. We'll get to this NFL news because I think it's really, like I said, football fans in Houston are going to have plenty to say about that. So we'll be back with much more. It is the Press Box, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Look out, football. Here we come.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Appreciate Big Clarence stopping by. He's got to head out to Cobos Q, another great place with great listeners involved, so we love that. Appreciate him being here today, as long as all the other loyals are still here winning prizes, having a good time. You can, too. We're here till 4, Blitz till 7. Guys, I want to get to this story because I think it's going to generate a little interest. The NFL made a ruling that just off the top of your head goes, yeah, okay, that's cool. Because, you know, like we talked about with baseball, with the bad city uniforms.
Yeah.
And then some of the ways we talked about today, they debuted the All-Star hats for this year.
Yep.
That look okay. But MLB doesn't know how to market like the NFL. Well, the NFL realized they had a problem. Remember a couple years ago when the Buccaneers wanted to go back to the Dreamsicle helmets with the Buccaneer with the knife in their mouth? And they said, you can only have one helmet for the entire year, and you can't change the design of it. Well, they've changed that. So now they can go throwback for uniforms and helmets in 2022. Again, as you're a Houston fan, you're going, okay, that's cool, but I'm not sure how that affects me. Oh, it's going to affect you because the Buccaneers are going to go to the Dreamsicle orange and white helmet with the Buccaneer with the knife in its mouth. The Patriots can go back to that old school Patriot playing center, hiking the football. Here's the one you're going to hate, Houston. The NFL is going to allow the Tennessee Titans to use the Oilers logo as a throwback uniform and helmet.
Yeah, that's gonna aggravate some people.
That's brutal.
That's not cool at all.
It's the same way if you go to a Tennessee game and you see Earl Campbell's number in the rafters. It's blasphemous. It's offensive. Now, it says in the article, they're going to allow the Tennessee Titans to use the Oiler throwbacks.
Well, the Loyals that kind of left with the Oilers and kind of became a Tennessee Titans fan, I guess they're okay with it. But I guess if you're someone who didn't follow suit and follow the Tennessee Titans.
If you're not named Titan Hugo, I'm not sure there's a whole lot
right,
of people.
Like Titan Hugo would be the one guy that'd be okay with this situation. Or one of several guys that would be okay with the situation. But why would you be okay if you're a guy that not became a Tennessee Titans fan?
We have been saying forever, and the fans have been clamoring to say, when we do these different uniforms in the NFL, let the Texans go to that Columbia Blue. Go to the Love You Blue. Throw that out. J.J. Watt, when he was a member of the Texans, was out there saying, let us wear the Oiler uniforms. Let us go to those colors. And now it throws salt in the wound that not only were they told they weren't allowed to because Bud Adams and his family said as part of the stipulations for having another NFL team in Houston after they left was they could never use the Oilers logos or colors. And now the Titans are going to be allowed to do so. That is brutal.
Well, it's obviously for money and marketing reasons. They know why they're doing that. It's because it would make sense for them to do that. But do you think the Tennessee fan base are going to absolutely appreciate that? I guess throwback is throwback. It's gear.
But it's another reason why it shouldn't be done. The Tennessee fans won't have nearly the appreciation or the understanding of what that Oiler logo and those colors mean to a city like Houston. They're not going to care like Houston does. That should, it's not a part of their history and their culture and their franchise. What is a part of their history, culture, and franchise is that stupid logo and that shield and all the crap that they got now. But the fact that if the Texans weren't allowed to, because of the Adams family putting their foot down, the Texans weren't allowed to be called the Oilers.
Yeah.
But if you're going to allow any franchise to be able to use it as a throwback, use it for the team that's playing in Houston, Texas.
And they're using the helmets not only for the throwback uniforms, like you mentioned, but they're also using it for the color rush. So if they're using a color rush uniform scheme, they can also use that retro helmet with the Oilers on it as well. So
it's not one or the other two. So you can't do both.
You can't do here. They're according to Pro Football Talk, the second helmet could be used with an alternate or color rush uniform.
Right. What
as
I'm
well.
Saying is you can't do both. So you can't have a color rush helmet and a throwback. You either have one or the other, not both.
Right.
As part of the, so you can have two helmets for the year. So as, for instance, Green Bay. They like to do those 1921 uniforms where it's an all-brown helmet to simulate the leather helmets. They can do that one, and they can do the G. But if they do a color rush game, they can't do a third helmet.
Right, but they can do the second one.
Right, correct.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, look, obviously they're doing it for marketing reasons because otherwise they wouldn't have approved that for 2022. You know what I mean? They want teams to be able to use the other helmets and the throwbacks and stuff like that because that's always been a moneymaker for a lot of people. Even if it's ugly, like sometimes we look at somebody's color rush and like these schemes are like, this is so ugly. But then they sell an enormous amount of them. So obviously somebody likes them.
But when you think about it from a Texans perspective, why this is even more difficult to swallow, they don't have any other logo. They don't have any other throwback that they can go to. So it's either going to be a color rush or it's going to be the helmet they have now. And in Houston, that's where that Derek logo and those colors belong. I don't need Tennessee wearing them.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And they only played – how many seasons did they play as the Tennessee Oilers? Was it two or was it just one season? I think it was just one season.
I think it was one as well. I think, it wasn't long.
So why – like that, which adds to the – my point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it's why are you – it doesn't make any sense to me.
So that was news that came across the wire as we were getting into the final hour of the program, and I thought, man, that's not going to sit well with anybody that has long-term history with football in Houston.
Here's something Tyler just tweeted. What's going to be real bad is, you know, the Titans will wear this when the Houston Texans play Tennessee. That would not be cool.
That's a great call, Tyler.
That's a great call, Tyler, because that would not be cool. If you're a Texans fan and then you see that – on the Tennessee squad, dude, that talk about putting salt in the wound. But, yeah.
That's a great call because you want to talk about the ultimate kick to the grapes.
Yeah.
Not only can the Titans use the Oilers logo, but if they do it in a game against the Texans, oh, man. I mean, it's on. I don't care. You better find me who's responsible, and they better be held to pay because that would be awful.
That'd be funny if it, like, caused a whole bunch of fights in the stadium. Where people are just yelling at the Tennessee Titans fans for having the Oilers logo on their helmet. That'd be kind of funny.
But that's
it probably wouldn't get to the level of like the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Well, but I mean, we talked about it. I mean, think about Giants Dodgers. Think about Padres Dodgers. Last night they were worried about how passionate the fan base was. Last night there's video out there of dumb Dodger fans starting fight and then getting their ass kicked by about 100 Padres fans.
That's fantastic.
It's just the stupidity that's out there. This is the year of the flagrant fan. In all sports, fans are just out there throwing haymakers.
They're just shocked that they're out of the pandemic and they're out and about, and they just can't believe it. So they're just acting a fool. Then you add booze to the situation, and everybody wants to throw haymakers.
I mean, it's just – and someone said, you know, can the Ravens throw back to the Browns? I understand that they're not the only team. It's like, when, you know, the fact that the Colts skipped town too from Baltimore – there's lots of examples, but to localize it, no one in Houston cares about the other scenarios. They only care about the fact, and let's be honest, there was a document that was signed when the Adams family moved out and then realized and allowed the NFL to have another franchise move in to Houston, and the records and the retired jerseys went with the Adams family to Tennessee. That was part of the deal. I don't know, nor do I care about the Ravens and the Browns deals, but this is something that affects Houston and is near and dear to their hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see a lot of people are going to be butthurt about it. But, hey, it shouldn't be a shocker considering what Bud Adams did. He owns the rights to all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm not shocked that this is happening at all. And, look, they're in the same division. So, if there's any type of gamesmanship that they're going to put, this could be a
– God, you are so right, though, man. If they somehow allow – if the NFL somehow allows – Tennessee to break those out, and even if it's
in the
stadium? Even if it's at Tennessee,
that's not cool.
That is such a slap in the face.
That's not cool, not cool at all, in my opinion. Because dude, there's so many. Like when I go out to bar, even on my side of town, I can't tell you how many like friends that I drink with that are genuine Tennessee Titans fans. And when I make fun of them for being Tennessee Titans fans because they were initially Oilers fans, they get so mad at me because they are completely sold on being a Tennessee Titans fan. So for those fans. This is all gravy.
This goes all the way full circle to our conversations this year on the Rockets going to the Oilers Columbia blue uniforms.
Yeah.
They only won 17 games, but they sold a bunch of that merchandise. You know why? Because that color means something to this city. That's why it's a big deal. That's why it's going to annoy so many people. And the text line and everything else, and people that are chiming in are saying as much. It's total and utter BS. And it's going to piss a lot of people off.
Well, if they own the rights and they can do it, then they can do whatever. Look, if you're the owner of a team and you know that you make a uniform move and it's going to aggravate a fan base and a fan base that's in your division, you wouldn't do it?
If I'm the team,
you
I'm going to.
You totally
if
do
I'm
it.
The team, I want to do it. If I'm the league, I don't allow them to do it.
Okay, I agree with
that.
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. But if you're allowed to do it, you own the rights to the logos and the look and the colors and everything else, and you're obviously in that division – and you should absolutely hate the Texans if you're Tennessee. I can see why there's a temptation there. You know, I can see why they're tempted to do it.
Yeah, the Adams family is not. They already don't have a whole lot of fans in Houston. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse if they decide to stir it up like that.
Well, it's already done. I mean, it's done.
No, I'm saying if it ends up being the game against
one of the two against
Houston, that would just exacerbate everything and make it a whole hell of a lot worse. So, yeah, I mean, man, boy, that was not the news I don't think anybody needed to hear. From Houston sports today. Otherwise, like we said, kind of a quiet day overall nationally in sports. Rick Carlisle is named the new coach of the Indiana Pacers on a 4-year deal. He endorses Jason Kidd to be the new coach of the Mavericks. If indeed that happens, we will remain to see how Mark Cuban plays it. Clippers and Suns tonight. Bucks lost their home opener of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hawks last night. And Luis Garcia is the pitcher of choice on the mound tonight for your Houston Astros. That about sums up a localized version of what's going on in sports, as well as the latest with that NFL news that came out.
Now, we got a story on the rundown about a radio host by the name of Ben Mahler who feels like that Deshaun Watson will not be in a Houston Texans uniform or even play football for the next two full seasons. I don't know if that's true or how much truth. That's just one man's opinion. But we did confirm from Rusty Harden's lawyer not too long ago, I believe 2 or 3 days ago, that the NFL has yet to interview Deshaun Watson about the sexual misconduct allegations against him. So it does make me wonder why it's taken so long and why they're taking so long to interview him. But that's basically the only update or discussion I have for you in terms of Deshaun Watson, because there's really been nothing to talk. There's nothing to talk about. So, I mean, until some sort of update comes out from the courts or something like that, then, you know, there's not really an update I can give you other than the fact that Deshaun Watson's probably not going to be playing this year.
I mean, you hope that no news is good news and they're working on some kind of settlement, but I just don't think that's happening. So until it gets rectified once and for all, I'm tired of hearing about it, and I wish it would just all go away. It's just unfortunate that it doesn't help Deshaun or the Texans the longer it takes. And if he sits out 2 years, think about how what a decrease in value from a trade aspect that brings to the table.
Oh, yeah.
It could be devastating for the franchise and the player.
Well, no, I've been on record saying I still think he'll command a lot. Now, 2 years is a long-ass time to be sitting on. I can see the value going down if he hasn't played a down in 2 full years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's scary. But I think if he gets the situation taken care of by the middle of this season or at the end of the upcoming season, I think for sure his value won't go down that much. I really believe that. But we'll see.
All right, there you go. All right, we got one segment to do in the show. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here from William Price Distilling. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting all week just to kick this thing off.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5.
Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from William Price Distilling Company. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back for the final segment of the Press Box, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM, coming to you live from William Price Distilling. Phenomenal place. We've been telling you about it all day. We're not done because we're leaving. That means the Blitz step in, and they are really going to kick things off and get it going, because you know this is right down their alley as well, as Fred and AJ are going to get into the distilling, sample the spirits, and also talk to you about a whole bunch more as they entertain you all the way until 7 p.m. Want to remind you that if you can't make it today, big event coming up Saturday, July the 3rd here, as Ryan Adam Wells is going to be performing from 12 until 4. There's going to be a patio DJ from 5 until 10. Food from Zach Cook's Barbecue and Burgers and Steaks. Doors open at noon. It's 970 Wakefield, 77018, if you're going to put it into one of your map quests.
I haven't had Zach Cook's Barbecue yet, so that's something I would love to try. That's something I'll definitely try if I do come to an event. I mean, live music, barbecue, why wouldn't you come?
Nick why has yoga at 6 out in the parking lot.
If I could handle yoga, I would totally do it, but I would embarrass myself. I would
Which
probably
is part
fall.
Of the point of doing it.
I mean, you just want to see me embarrass myself, but I just don't think I could handle yoga for a long period of time. Like, I'd probably...
I've heard hot yoga is not easy.
Yeah, it can't be. It can't
yeah.
be.
Yeah, and I think it's like 100 and some degrees in there.
I mean, we all make fun of it.
And my buddies that have done it said you just sweat like a pig for like an hour.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, like Tony says he goes through like 2 or 3 towels.
Well, Tony sweats a lot.
Okay, that's a different
story. If that's the case.
Right. All right, and I knew that story about the ability for the NFL teams to get at least a second helmet out of the deal in 2022 is going to generate some interest, because if you missed it, the Titans are going to be allowed to use the Oilers logo and uniforms, not the Texans. That's going to be a big issue. Some people said, I'm so out with the Texans that I think it'd be funny if they got to do that, and H-Town didn't get to see the Love You Blues on Texans players. Some people wanting to know all the more reason for the Texans to upgrade and change their uniforms, their name, and their logo to give them a second look. Okay, I'm not opposed to that, because I think that logo has been there, done that, and seen its day. But I don't care if I'm open to the fact that the Texans could get a new color scheme or logo or secondary uniform, whatever the case. But I am very opposed to that Oiler logo and those colors being used in Tennessee, not Houston.
It almost doesn't make sense for them to go back to that now.
Someone said, I don't see the issue with the Oilers fan transitioning to Titans fan. There was not a team here, and the same players were there, McNair, George, and otherwise, so they stayed a fan. That's fine, but when you stay true to the city that had your team and had the long run with them, that's where the issue becomes. That's fine if you still wanted to be yeah. cheering for those players.
I have no problem with you moving on and becoming a Tennessee Titans fan, considering there's no NFL team. But I was just making the point that those are the fans that are going to be okay with this. And look, the Tennessee Titans are always going to try and tie themselves to the Houston Oilers in some shape or form. I'm looking at a helmet right now. It's a Houston Oilers helmet signed by Derrick Henry. And look what it's going for. $600. Mm-hmm. I mean, so they're always going to take advantage of being tied to the Houston Oilers if they can make money, if they can market themselves that way. That's what it's about. That's what it's
Do
about.
Do me a favor, Nick. Find out what the going rate is for Oilers helmets signed by Eddie George and Steve McNair. Real helmets, by the way. Just curious. I mean, just throwing
Let
it out there.
Guess.
Just throwing it
you
out there.
You know somebody that has that.
You do too, as a matter of fact. Someone said go Roughnecks, because now they're really out on the Texans and the
wow,
Titans.
It's less. Oh, but that's a replica one?
Yeah, I need the real helmets. Said hypothetically, this is a great question. Hypothetically, if the Titans were to sell that history and those retired uniforms and all that back to the Texans, how much would it cost? I think if it's just an average, everyday Joe, two guys working out a deal, it's one thing. If it's the Adams family selling it to the McNair family, I think the price goes up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Why would they be friendly about that? It's business.
Da-da-da-dun.
And there's a demand for it.
Da-da-da-dun. The Adams family, brother.
You loved that show, didn't you?
No, I hated it. And I hate it even more now because now it has a double meaning.
I bet you you're
going
to sing that because you're about to head in your car to head on this drive home. I guarantee you're going to be singing that song all the way home.
No chance. I'll be listening to the Blitz. Aaron, did we lose Jamal? Is Jamal still there? Okay, cool. Let's go to Jamal first. Jamal wanted to get in here on this whole NFL announcement.
Jamal.
What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I read the article on ESPN, and I think that it's very messed up, man. It's going to sting, you know, when we see those Tennessee Titans with the Oilers throwback. You guys had mentioned it earlier with the Rockets bringing the Oilers color scheme to their ultimate jersey this year. Had a bad season, but it was like they, on their home games, it seemed to me that they were in the Colombian blue and red court in jerseys rather than the regular home colorway jerseys. So I did have one question, dog. I'm a little too young to remember, but what was it that led up to? Was it more of like Bud Adams and the owner leaving to go to Tennessee? Was it more of the city thing?
It was all about a new stadium, and Bud demanded and wanted a new stadium, and I think a lot of it was to spite Bud and not because they didn't want to have their football team with a new stadium, but the city would never do what Bud wanted them to do, so he threatened to move them and then eventually just didn't even threaten. He just moved them.
Yeah, and look, he made a decision that impacted this city forever, but he wasn't going to hold back. He wasn't going to turn back, and I don't see him giving up those rights. Why would he? And look,
well, he's passed away, but I think it's Amy Adams.
But
from the Adams,
you know,
family.
I don't think the family's not gonna. Yeah, you know what I meant. But the thing is, like, to a certain extent, you have to. And someone tweeted this, and I said this earlier. Dilated Ball on Fury or Patrick Randizzle on Twitter. You're right. He changes his name all the time, so you can't remember.
I hate that you do that.
But it is totally a troll job. A part of it is totally a troll job. It's not entirely a troll job, but a big portion of it is. I totally agree with that. And why wouldn't you do that if you can get underneath their skin somehow? And look, it's probably not going to take much to mess with the Texans at this point.
But you know what? You need a rivalry to be rejuvenated when your team sucks. So at least someone might pay a little extra attention to a game between those two teams.
Yeah.
Maybe that does it. Yeah. I don't know. OG had a great suggestion. New logo for the Texans secondary logo could be a redfish and a bluefish. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Who was the other caller, Aaron? I forgot the name. Was it Damon? And who was the other one? Damon, yeah. You're on the press box. What's up, man?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man.
What's up, Nick? How y'all doing, Joe? Y'all kind of hitting everything right on the nail about the Oilers logo and all that. I've been a long time Oilers fan growing up and all that, but since when, I guess, like you said, Joe said about when the Houston didn't want to give them a stadium, that kind of was making me mad a little bit. But I just wish that we could have had a new stadium and maybe the team would have stayed here and then see how in 2021 we could have had maybe, I don't know, a better chance winning and maybe have a good players from college come over to the city. But, it's I guess you say, even for Nixon, it's just like a business thing too. You know, it happens. But I always going to be an Oilers, I guess you could say, Titans fan, but I can see on both sides of how y'all saying about the stuff and all that. So, but I mean, y'all kind of hitting everything right on the nail about the deal. But I'm an Oilers Titans fan. I know people going to probably hate that, but
we don't hate that. We
understand. Appreciate the call, man.
No, we appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And look, everybody, I just think that's the passion of football in Houston is the fact that you can maybe forgive a little of it, but you're not going to forget, and this is just going to rejuvenate and stir it all up one more time. So I'm sure that it'll be discussed as we go forward, but that came out of the NFL today, and I figured you guys would have a reaction. Also, you guys need to react. If you couldn't be here today to experience all the greatness that is the William Price Distilling Company and everything that we've done here while we're here and the Blitz is going to continue to tell you about, how about joining us tomorrow? Because it's the same thing. It's the Blitz in the press box, and we're going to be at Richmond Arms. For another road show as part of the summer circuit. You can join us tomorrow, 1 to 7. Get the weekend started right. Hang out with us and check out the British Style Pub. Big soccer bar. Lots to do. Plenty more giveaways. Enter for the chance to win that Traeger Grill at the end of the summer. And hopefully more boxers will be hanging out with us because it's always great to see the peeps. For Nick, I'm Joel. You guys have a great rest of your afternoon. And keep it tuned right here because the Blitz is coming up next. ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM.
can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
Say what?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.